It's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
All right. Again, that's Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com. I think this is a great way for us to get to know each other, interact with each other. So send me your questions. You know, it's real simple. I take the email question, I pop it into a Word document, and I come on the show. So at some point, your question is going to be asked. And as I said, if I don't have the answers, you know, I'll reach out to you. And we have at Life Extension, what's really nice is we have a department of health advisors, about 60 of them. So I have a whole staff of doctors, fitness trainers, chiropractors. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them, health professionals that can help us in answering your question if I can't do it right on the air. So let's get to a question about asthma. I've had asthma most of my life, but it's not getting better as I get older, like my doctor said it would. Are there any natural treatments I could try? Great question. Now, this is obviously going to this could be a pretty detailed answer. And I think I want to start by describing what's going on in the immune system with asthma. Okay. There basically are two parts to the immune system. And this is one way to describe it. It's not the traditional way. This is a different way to describe the immune system. We call it the TH1 and the TH2. The TH1 part of the immune system is focused on fighting intracellular type viruses and bacteria and whatever have you. Whereas TH2 is more external to the cell. So TH1, part of the immune system, involves cells that can attach to a cell that has a virus inside of it and kill that cell. TH2 is more about what's going on around the cells and involves more antibodies, what are called antigen-presenting cells, that type of stuff. So there's TH1 for intracellular, TH2 for extracellular type things. Okay. And I way oversimplified it, but that's the best way I can describe this. So what we're learning is a lot of autoimmune disorders, lung disorders like asthma, where there's an immune component, fall into one of those categories. And we know that when it comes to asthma, it tends to be more of that TH2 immune system, involving antibodies, involving extracellular pathogens and stuff, okay? So asthma is a TH2 immune-mediated disease. So what does that mean? Well, it means that for us to help people control asthma naturally, I'm not saying that what I'm about to suggest replaces rescue inhalers, you know, steroid inhalers. I mean, I'm not saying that. You stick with what your doctor is doing. But what I am saying is if you approach it from the immune system perspective, you can get some better relief. Not replacing the medicines, just helping them. Okay. So TH1 and TH2, those are the two main immune systems. The asthma seems to be more TH2, which means if I can do things to raise up the TH1 part of the immune system and bring down the TH2 component, that might help. That might clear up some of the inflammation. It might clear up some of the bronchoconstriction, the wheezing and the cough that happens with asthma. You get that? So if I understand that asthma is this extracellular, antibody-driven, inflammatory TH2 response, if I then do things naturally to raise TH1 immunity, which is intracellular, that should help. I mean, the body's all about balance. So if I can rebalance towards TH1, we should be able to help. So here are some suggestions. Okay. There is a medication, Soplastat. That's S-U-P-L-A-T-A-S-T, Soplastat. It is a TH2 cytokine inhibitor. So write that down. Whoever asked this question, SUPLATAST. That compound, that chemical compound, will inhibit TH2, allowing TH1 to come up, and that helps asthma symptoms. It's a TH2 cytokine inhibitor. That's number one. That drug, by the way, is available in Japan. So it's not, if you go into your asthma doctor or your general practitioner here in the States and you ask about that, they may scratch their head, or maybe they have heard of it. I don't know. You may have to tell them that it's available in Japan, and there are ways for them to get that for you. But that's and it works well. Why it's not over here in the United States yet, I really don't know. I don't know the whole history, whether it's being studied or not. But in Japan, it works well. It doesn't replace inhalers. It doesn't replace steroid inhalers or rescue inhalers, but it does help them work better. People that go on this TH2 inhibitor, so TH1 level, immune response level goes up, TH2 response, the immune response goes down, you're rebalancing it the way it should be, asthma patients do better, focusing on the immune response. Other things that might help... There is some evidence that white flesh fruits, apples and pears, might be able to increase TH1, bring down TH2 responses. Grapeseed extracts, probiotics. There's some evidence that probiotics bring up TH2 and bring down TH2. Selenium and magnesium. All right, so you have some natural choices there. White, fleshy fruits, grape seeds, probiotics, selenium, magnesium. There's evidence that they bring up bring up TH1 and bring down the TH2 response, which is what we want. So there are some natural things that might be able to help. You're right. You know, most people that have asthma as a kid, it gets better as they get older. Often, if it's exercise-induced or if it's allergy-induced as a child, that tends to get better as we get older. But that's the statistics of it. But that for you, whoever wrote this question, that's just not the case. You know, yours hasn't gotten better. I mean, it's your doctor wasn't wrong in saying that, because that's statistically speaking, that's what's going to happen for most people, is it gets better as you get older. But for you, it didn't. So I think maybe the best thing you can do is focus on the immune system. Bring down the TH2 response, which is what asthma is associated with, and bring up the TH1 response with some of those suggestions. So there you go. Natural ways to help with asthma. And I think I'm doing okay on time. I probably have enough for one more short question here. Okay. I have read a report published by Mayo Clinic that juicing is not any better for you than eating the fruit or vegetable. What's your take? Well, there isn't any evidence that juicing will help you absorb nutrients better. There's no evidence of that. You're also missing the fiber when you juice, and you're really concentrating the sugars. One of the nice things about fiber, when you eat the whole fruit, some of that soluble fiber in the fruit will keep some of that sugar out. So juicing loses the fiber, increases, really, it doesn't really increase the sugar, but it concentrates it. And because you're missing the fiber, more of that sugar actually gets in. So I'm actually not a fan of just juicing pure fruits, especially if you're a pre-diabetic or a diabetic. I have a simple formula that I like to teach people. For every one fruit you want to juice, you have to have 3 vegetables. It's a 3-to-1 ratio. Okay, so for every one fruit, 3 vegetables. That way you're going to control some of that sugar absorption, right? Some of the fibers in the vegetables will stick around better than the fruit, and that seems to work. So a 3-to-1 ratio in juicing, but there's no evidence that juicing itself helps you absorb nutrients. It's just not there. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.